Welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about creating crappy board games from one board family. I'm Ryan Gutowski, and joined as always is
Rick White. Feeling very distracted today, Ryan. Got at least 12 tabs open right now on the Chrome, so I might not pay attention this episode.
Hey, are you buying any board games? That's usually what you're doing.
I mean, yeah, or preparing to buy board games. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm either buying board games or preparing to buy board games.
Yeah, that's just a constant state.
Two modes. So we have our special guest judge tonight, Eric Buscemi from Punchboard Media. How are you doing, Eric?
Good, good. I actually just got a board game that I ordered online.
Sweet. What'd you get?
Nagaraja. The new Bruno Cathala game.
Ooh, I do not know about this. I need to investigate after the show.
Why investigate after the show when you can do it right now?
And we've lost Rick.
Rick is gone again. Yeah. So Eric, tell us about what you do on the internet and in this amazing little hobby.
Well, I have a small blog that I write called I write as the Cardboard Horde, and that's just a written thing where I just review games, preview stuff, just give some of my general thoughts on the state of gaming. But I'm probably better known at this point for being one of the people that started Punchboard Media,
yes,
of which One Board Family is a member of.
Which is, I think, around our one-year anniversary with Punchboard, which is very timely.
Well, congratulations on 1 year, and here's to many more.
Yeah, definitely. You guys, you have created something very awesome, Punchboard. If you don't know, punchboardmedia.com, you can head over there and not only see some of our posts, but also some amazing writers and podcasters and photographers and just a lot of different types of media based around board gaming. And what we love about Punchboard is the inclusivity in gaming and the diversity that this cast of characters has. It's a very cool group to be affiliated with.
Yes, and let me just say that the components on this game are great. Oh, wait, are we not talking about Nagaraja? Are we just talking about something else?
Can you stop looking at
I'm sorry. My fault.
Just 1 second, Rick. We need 30 seconds of your time, please.
Okay. I'm with you.
So, Eric, you picked a theme that's very interesting: kids and their dogs solving mysteries.
Well, I'm gonna blame Twitter for that.
Okay.
Because just earlier today, or maybe possibly yesterday, I don't know, they all blend together now. I saw both Mason Weaver and Mike Risley, friends of mine who do the Five By podcast. They both had retweeted a thing about how many knockoff television shows Scooby-Doo had.
Yeah.
And this post was up to 22 separate knockoffs, all by Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
They just kind of like, they saw that Scooby-Doo was hit, and they went every possible which way. And I just thought how interesting that was. And like, I want to go back and watch, and I'm sure they're all terrible, but like, I'm like compelled to go seek out at least a few of these. Some of them had like ghosts in them, but as the main characters, not even as the unmasked villains. But and some of them had cats instead of dogs, or dogs that didn't talk, or and some of them were in space. Yeah,
that's really cool.
So I guess it was just on the brain when you asked for a theme. I also happen to I grew up loving Scooby-Doo. So,
well, these are two fantastic Scooby-Doo knockoffs that we will not get sued for.
There you go. And you only have to beat 22 knockoffs that were already made by Hanna-Barbera.
Oh,
so no competition.
I think we can do this.
Got it.
So I'm pitching first while Rick marinades on his game. And this is a game where four kids travel through time solving mysteries with their dog, Charlie, who has the ability to travel through time and space. Charlie is a super special dog that travels with these four children. A location and a mystery card are pulled at the beginning of a game, and each location is a point in time, and it has a deck similar to an abbreviated unlock deck. So the game Unlock, which is kind of like an escape room, it's got that sort of feel to it. So there's mysteries, there's things you're going to have to solve puzzles inside the deck. You're going to have to get codes. You're going to have to punch in these codes in different areas of the deck, and then you can even find treasure in the deck. from game to game, treasure unlocked in one game can be equipped to your kids and then taken as they time travel to the next adventure. Now, each deck will take about 60 minutes, and the base game comes with 5 different decks. Downloading the app for this game, while it's not completely necessary, it's good to have. It actually gives you access to Charlie, the time-traveling dog. Charlie can point out clues in times of need. You can ask him questions about the specific mystery that you're trying to solve. And even at the end, when you solve it, Charlie has a specific quip or a line that he delivers after each of these adventures that you'll want to hear. So it's family-friendly, but still something that's entertaining enough for adults that they would do a couple's date night playing and solving these mysteries. Now, it plays up to four players. If you have 2 players, you can actually have just 2 of the adventurers in there. And we actually have an expansion because the base game comes with 5 different decks. So the first expansion is actually going to take your team through key points in England's history. You'll have to track down Jack the Ripper, and you're going to have to solve some mysteries of stolen jewels. So I think it'll be pretty fun, and the game is called Time Travel is Rough.
Oh, is that pun.
I have some questions here.
Okay. Let's go.
Is the game competitive or cooperative?
It's cooperative. So this is a cooperative game, but what you can do is you can either choose to divvy up the treasure that you find, or the person who found the treasure can be the one who equips it. So it's kind of like those, you kind of have one up on everybody else if you choose to competitively take the treasure, or you can just share it and divvy it out evenly.
And a more important question, what kind of dog is Charlie?
Charlie is actually a Labrador retriever. He's retrieving mysteries throughout time and space.
I have a very important question. I would love to know how Jack the Ripper makes it into a kids friendly game. Can you please explain that approach?
We're going to call him Jack the Terror.
Oh, okay. And he's still murdering everyone.
He's murdering hookers, yes. That's exactly.
Yes. Children love Jack the Ripper. I mean, I love the discussion of, like, he's finding missing clues or determining who Jack the Ripper was.
I took my 6-year-old to see Endgame, so.
Yeah. Kids these days, Rick, come on.
Yeah, it's okay. This will be 6 and up, including the Jack the Ripper expansion. Love it.
Maybe the Jack the Ripper expansion's adults only. I don't know. The plan's not in stone yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to play test it with the kids and see what they think.
See if we get sued.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I hope everyone likes Time Travel is Rough.
You just wanted to say the title again? Let's not ignore that.
Time Travel is Rough.
Oh, okay. Let me start my game pitch before Ryan, you know, loses it. Now, I will say I have put together some pretty insane stuff in the past, but this might be my craziest game pitch since I Heart Leeches. So be prepared.
That was a gem.
So this one is called Blue's Clues Undercover. So as we all know from the 90s, early 2000s, Blue's Clues was a television show on Nick Jr. in which a tiny blue puppy went around helping Steve find clues all about the house that he would put, Blue was a girl, Blue would put her little paw print on, and Steve had to sit in the thinking chair and think about what does all this mean together. Well, Blue's grown up and so is Steve, and so now Blue's out there solving murders. So each round, there's going to be, it's kind of like a cross between Mysterium and Deception, Murder in Hong Kong, also, and Blue's Clues. So each person's going to have like a personality profile, things about them. They'll be assigned a character, and they have different characteristics, and these will be kind of more revealed as the game goes by and people embody these characters. And so at the beginning of the game, Blue is going to put a card out that has a paw print on it on like an everyday object. And yes, we're going to be using the same animation style from the television show to represent like grisly murders and horrible crimes that have been committed. So, like, nice, cute, adorable, blood-dripping knife with a blue paw print on it. And so, this is, the clue is put out. All the people will discuss it for a while. And then over time, Blue will add more clues to the, murder scene or to show the rest of the people, all while trying to get them to guess which person at the table committed the crime that has occurred. And so table discussion will happen until the third clue is given, continued discussion, and then there's a final vote on which among you was the person that committed the murder. We'll also have some different roles thrown in, like the accomplice who will be, and the murderer will know that they are the murderer, so they'll be trying to throw everybody else off the case. You know, and the expansion, what is going to happen? Well, we got to throw in Magenta, the other dog from Blue's Clues, who will be acting as a helper along the way with Blue to provide more, more clues. And of course, other, also, the deluxe edition, because we're selling this on Kickstarter, the deluxe edition is going to cost $2,200, and that's because the game comes with its own thinking chair. All right, and that is Blue's Clues Undercover.
Now, you lost me there a little bit at the beginning with the Blue's Clues, but you brought me back in with the fact that the characters grew up.
Yeah.
So I like that. That reminds me of a play I saw once. It was about the Charlie Brown kids, and but they had grown up.
Yeah.
And that actually got pretty dark.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's some potential there. So I want to know, how do you work Steve into this game?
I that's a wonderful question.
He's the second victim.
Steve is the one that is murdered. Each time, Steve is the one that is dead on the sidewalk, and we've got to figure out what happened to Steve.
Jeez.
Well, then.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, perhaps our darkest episode of Will It Games so far, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Jeez, and I asked you for a topic about a child cartoon.
Dog. Yeah.
Well, what you said was, I believe, to quote, a bunch of meddling kids and their dogs solve crimes. There's no meddling kids here. There's Steve, who wasn't really a kid. He was kind of a man-child. But the dog is helping you solve crimes. So,
and what, wasn't the actor that played Steve like a metalhead that had like tattoos on his arms?
Yes. If you like to watch very interesting interviews, you should totally check him out. Mm. He was on The Moth one time. Don't know if you've ever listened to that podcast, but that's one of my favorite episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really, really weird.
This has been a good one. And by that, I'm sorry. So Eric, do you have any questions about our two, did you name your, Blue's Clues Undercover?
Blue's Clues Undercover. Yeah.
So do you have any questions about Blue's Clues Undercover or Time Travel is Rough?
No, I think I asked my questions while you guys were gone. I just interject myself right into your pitches.
Hey, it's good.
No, you're
so
good.
So the barometer that we use around here is which of these games is not the crappiest game? And that is why you're on the show, Eric. You have to make that decision.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a little preamble first because I don't want to,
I love preambles. It's my favorite of all the ambles.
I will say that
free post
that Ryan's idea balances the fact that I love escape room and puzzle type games with the fact that I absolutely detest cooperative games.
Oh crap!
Woo-hoo.
I really messed that one up.
But
and I should know that because I listened to your podcast. Golly, dude!
But when I'm playing, if I have to play a cooperative game, I do prefer the escape room style games, although I'll also play them solo. But for sheer out there creativity, I think Rick gets some points. I never in a million years would have thought of a Blue's Clues, you know,
gritty horror drama.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. That wow, yeah.
Well, it's what the people have been craving.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just here to satisfy the needs of the people.
I don't know about this Rick's idea as a board game, but I'm waiting to see it on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
But and with that, I will say Ryan's game, Rough. It sounds like a barking good time.
Time travel is rough. And so is this podcast against Rick's game pitches.
Man, I just don't understand. I'm sorry that I don't make enough bad puns. for my game pitches. I mean, I thought referencing Nick Jr. cartoons would just get me right on to cross the finish line.
That's what all
not.
Our adult male guests really want, Nick Jr. cartoons. Cool.
Oh, next time, Gadget, next time.
Oh, my goodness. Rick, this is a couple in a row you've lost, bud. So,
just for the record, you probably would have done better if you used Inspector Gadget.
I've already done that.
Yeah,
I've already done that. So
he did that. How long ago? That was. Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm sorry that you used up all your good ideas already,
yep.
Rick.
I appreciate that you said I had any good ideas. It makes me feel good about myself.
It really does. Cool, Eric. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Eric. Where can people find your content and what you produce and the podcast?
Well, as I already mentioned, my content is on punchboardmedia.com. I also do a podcast with Patrick Hillier, and that's called Patrick and Eric in the Morning, which also can be found on punchboardmedia.com. And I lurk on Twitter a lot, and you can find me there at Eric Buscemi.
Yeah, and you're super active on Twitter along with Patrick Hillier. Patrick came on the show pretty early on in this show's history. So we did retro arcade games or 80s. I can't remember what the we did Nintendo games. That's what it was.
Before we wrap up, if people want a copy of Nagaraja, where can they go?
Yeah,
well, I'm just kidding.
I found it at Cool Stuff Inc.
All right, there we go. And get a copy.
He was asking for his personal use, not for our listeners.
Yeah, I don't even care. Okay.
Well, I'm happy to help.
I lost.
I'm
buying a game in my sadness.
Find a Bruno Cathala game.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Eric. And remember, listeners, you have a part in this. Head over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily, and there you can vote for your pitch. We keep the poll up for 7 days after this episode airs, and you can vote for your favorite of the two pitches. Is it Blues Clues Undercover or Time Travel is Rough?
And can somebody just vote for my game,
just,
for crying
just
out loud? I just
haven't
even gotten a vote lately.
He's got some real issues. There's a lot of image issues there. He doesn't feel confident in himself. Yeah. If you could just...
I don't even want to come on this podcast anymore.
I'm sorry, Rick. It'll get better, bud. It will.
Yeah.
Send Rick some pity votes.
Please,
yes,
pity votes.
I'll take any kind of votes at this point.
I'm tired of him calling at midnight and crying. Anyway, you guys, thanks so much for listening. And until next time, we'll see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.